Conservative groups ask House Democrats to demand Joe Biden's bank records. By Joel B. Polak on December 3, 2020. A group of conservative activists and leaders is asking House Democrats who have pursued President Donald Trump's tax returns to demand former Vice President Joe Biden's bank records, given allegations of overseas business entanglements. The Hunter Biden laptop story in October revealed that Joe Biden had discussed his family's foreign business entanglements, despite earlier denials, and that he explored a business venture with a Chinese company in which he was to have held 10% of equity. House Democrats have tried for years to obtain Trump's tax returns, going to the Supreme Court in their effort to do so, though they have not had evidence of any crimes or conflicts of interest, but insisting on the need for transparency. In a press release Tuesday, several conservative leaders released a letter they had sent to House Ways and Means Committee Chair Representative Richard Neal, DMA, in which they argued Biden's bank records were of equal public value. Mr. Chairman, your recent comments about the need to investigate criminal wrongdoing by public officials and the importance of transparency to American government have not gone unnoticed. As you know, allegations of just such wrongdoing and the lack of transparency have arisen over the last 2 months based on emails found on a personal computer belonging to Hunter Biden, the son of Vice President Joseph Biden, a computer whose authenticity has been established by the FBI. As you also know, public record has established beyond doubt that Vice President Biden repeatedly took his son on official trips to foreign nations and that soon after such trips his son's companies were receiving millions in contracts from government-related entities in those nations. Additionally, it is also public record that when one of those companies came under investigation for corrupt practices by a foreign government, Vice President Biden intervened and forced that government to shut down the corruption probe and fire the prosecutor by threatening to deny the country and its people U.S. foreign aid. This, as you know, is indisputable since Vice President Biden openly boasted on camera about his effectiveness in getting the corruption prosecutor fired. Now, however, graver questions have arisen about the suspect activities of the vice president and his son. Disclosure of the emails from Hunter Biden's computer show him speaking openly about paying out money to the rest of the family, including his father, who was apparently referred to. And these are just two examples, as the big guy or someone entitled to his 10%. Already, of course, Vice President Biden has a serious credibility problem on this issue, having said flatly that he never discussed such business matters with his son. Evidence from the computer emails, as well as testimony from one of his son's former business colleagues who attended meetings with Vice President Biden, show his emphatic denial is now one of the boldest falsehoods ever told in American public life. In any case, we hope that you would welcome the chance to assist Vice President Biden in laying to rest any allegations that he was using his office and official travel to influence foreign governments or entities to benefit his son's businesses. And to answer this question, was any of that income received by Vice President Biden or other family members? Thus, we hope that in view of your strong demand for transparency and disclosure, you will endorse our suggestion that your committee ask for Vice President Biden's bank records and those of the rest of his family over the period of his vice presidency and immediately thereafter. In this way, he can put to rest any allegations, including concerns about how he acquired his extensive personal wealth and his large estate. If members of the committee from both sides, as well as their legal counsel, could be permitted to examine the records and then report to the Congress, this would do much to clear the air. Moreover, if you took this initiative as a member of the Democratic House leadership, this would do much to show that your interest in full disclosure in investigating corruption extends to members of your own party. As you know, when these allegations arose during the presidential campaign, media organizations, some of whom still claim they are serious news organizations, rushed to protect Vice President Joe Biden, who was their chosen candidate, by imposing a news blackout on this information. But that won't last now. The public is going to want to know the truth. This is your chance to serve the cause of integrity and transparency in public office, as you've talked so much about the past few years. The American people have a right to this information, and we are hopeful that you and the Vice President will see the advantage of the full disclosure suggested by our proposal before demands for a special counsel become deafening. The letter is co-signed by George Landreth, President of Frontiers of Freedom; Richard Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government; Andrew Langer, President of the Institute for Liberty; Seton Motley, President of Less Government; Horace Cooper, Co-Chairman of Project 21; Saul Anuzis, President of 60 Plus, and Dick Patton, President of the American Business Defense Council. The President has completed all required financial disclosure forms, declining to release tax returns while under audit. A New York Times article this fall describing his tax returns confirmed he has been under audit by the IRS in a long-running dispute. Joe B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.